one is specifically for those who treat love like a deck of cards. Please be meticulous. Gingerly stack them like dried arteries atop crossboards of kindling. Architect a house of hearts. Step inside as if you were welcome. Dig your shame deep in the kitchen. Bury it with the jack of spades. Light a cigarette. Breathe it deep. Hold it sizzling in your lungs like hot oil. Butt it in the queen's eye. Watch the sore spread across her face. The king will suffocate before he knows he's aflame. All the numbers curl into themselves, ashamed. Notice the lack of ones. There's a jester on the third floor, balancing on the back of a chair with one foot, hacks laughter through hallway throat wrapped in a cable, carving crosshatch into the walls, eyes so far from the beginning, listen close to the fall and snap. Lay yourself down, a child of paper. A single sheet, brittle and clueless. Pray for the sprinkler. Pray so hard that nothing else can be deemed believable. Recognize now, lost in a pinstripe sleeve, you are your only ace. When your hands start to perspire, use the moisture to dab yourself down. Start with your chest, the origin of fire. Keep believing in the absurdity of salvation. This structure will hold longer than your smile, but less than your word. Notice as you shake, the joker swings, the king sleeps. The house breathes in a mouthful of tar and holds it. Squeeze the eight ball in its chest till petrification. All the top of my, at this top of my spine is a castle in the shape of a fireball. It fills my body with the cinders of lips, the push of a smoke out. I stand tall in our ashes, blackfoot and stone faced. You are the quiet of death. Tombs marvel at your stature, for never you flinch. Patiently, all the while, juggling coals on your tongue.
Thank you. Thank you.